You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are visiting with Jim Vilwalk, founder of Job Doctors International, who will talk to us today about how you can be sure the right people are on your team, in the right job, and following your lead. Jim, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you very much. I'm glad to be here.
Likewise. So how can you know if the people on your team are self-focused or team-focused?
We have a partner with an assessment that is a behavioral assessment. It takes about an hour online. And it identifies literally whether you are helping the team be achieving at the sacrifice of some of your own personal interest, or are you so focused on your own personal interest that you really sacrifice the team.
Are the right people in the right job and on the right team?
Well, what happens is you have to look at the team. Are they team players or not, which I just talked about. But you also have to look at the fact everybody has a behavioral profile of which either they love what they're doing, they're passionate about what they're doing, and behaviorally they were born to do this. And that happens to fit certain jobs. And you can take one of 10 different behavioral profiles and you can literally design an entire company, every seat on every team in the company, from the mail clerk all the way up to the CEO, and see what are the roles behaviorally that are appropriate to fit in those seats. Then after you take the assessment, it tells you which roles that person is, and that is simply matching them up to make sure that behaviorally they are a fit for that role. If not, they won't be happy, they won't be as productive, and frankly, they'll make everybody around them miserable.
How can you design your organization so people are doing what they were born to do? Pretty big question there.
Well, it's really not that hard. We focus on the fundamentals, the simple things. Others focus on the esoteric, and we say, look, if you know behaviorally the roles, and you sit down at the CEO level, you can literally, working with that person and his or her team, design what are the role responsibilities on each job. For example, in sales, you may have a lot of different types of sales. Just because you're a salesperson doesn't mean that you need to be one specific role type. Depending upon the type of sales, there may be four different role types that may apply to sales, but only one of those role types that fit the type of sales your company is doing. And so working with a consultant, you can literally design your entire company so that whether you're doing mergers and acquisitions, hiring, organizational development, organizational optimization, or even outplacement, you can make sure that you're continuing to improve the quality of your organization by having the right people in the right seat with desire to team, as opposed to creating internal political conflict because you're so self-focused that, frankly, they're more concerned about their own success. And as a result of that, they may be very rigid with other people, or they may be Machiavellian, or may even try and stab people in the back. You can now identify those people.
Today, we are joined by Jim Vilwalk, founder of Job Doctors International, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Jim, is there a way to find the right people who should be on your team or working with you on in your business?
Well, there is. I mentioned the first already. And then there's the traditional. I mean, everybody knows who does interviewing that what you look for traditionally are skills, prior results, the education, perhaps IQ, and their experience level. And when you look at those, you often miss cultural fitness. Are they really fit for the culture that you're running with? Every company can be significantly different, whether it's high growth, high pace, fast action, or whether it could be political or environment friendly or some other passions that just don't fit who you are. In addition to that, though, we've identified four other attributes that we believe people should look at. One is team ability, and that is what I talked about, being a team player. Two is the behavioral role fit. But there's two others. One is called a value worker. And this is very important because in today's world, there are a lot of people coming out and trying to get a job who feel like they are owed things. They're owed jobs, they're owed money, they're owed anything that they want to dream that they're owed, as opposed to actually adding value that is worth being paid for. And so I call the former entitlement mindset, the latter the value worker. And you can find out which they are simply by asking generic questions and you get a feel for where they're coming from. And particularly the younger the people are, the more potentially they've been ingrained, indoctrinated with entitlement mentality. The last thing is we look at what we call the investment fit. In other words, we believe that the company as a whole, each individual is an investment. You're paying them every week or every month, and you're paying them salary, you're paying them benefits. As a result, you're investing in them. And if you're investing in them, the key question is, what is the return on your investment? What is the value that they're bringing? So not only do they need to be value workers, but there is an investment model that's not unlike your own personal financial investment portfolio. So when you look at risk versus return, you look at safety, you look at how many people do you have in each category, and again, you can design your whole company so that it fits the risk-return tolerance of the CEO of what they want to do and believes appropriate for their company. A quick example, Enron was advised by the brilliant people throughout the U.S. to hire the best and brightest, and they did. The problem is they hired the best and brightest, but they didn't also hire people who would be called watchdogs who would make sure that they're following the law and following corporate policies. As a result, we know what happened with Enron, and that is a malformed investment portfolio because it was too lopsided. It'd be like you're investing all your money into one high-priced, high-growth stock, and the next thing you know, it may fall on its face, and you have no diversification. So we believe that looking at it from a human investment leadership model, you can literally diversify and design your organization just like you do behaviorally.
How can you know if their passion is aligned with your success?
We look at three elements, and the first question is you ask them. One of the biggest problems we have is people don't communicate. And so asking them what they think their passion is, they'll probably come back with something very vague, in which case we then have to ask them the second question. Tell me about what is the vision of you like to do? What do you want to be in 5 years? And then just let them talk. By letting them talk, you'll get a lot of insights into how they're thinking and really where they want to go. And often the fact they haven't even thought about where they want to go, which is another message. And then lastly, you simply look at the assessments and say, based on what you're saying your passion is, where you want to go, what does the assessment say who you really are? And if there's a mismatch there, then you know there's a yellow light. You need to be very careful. But if you see someone who's congruent in all three of those categories, you have a pretty good idea that they know what they're doing and they know if that aligns with where you're going.
Tell our listeners where they can get more information about Job Doctors International online.
Well, that's just it. Job Doctors International, all spelled out, .com. Or if they want to, they can contact me at Jim at jobdoctorsintl.com. And the INTL is simply an abbreviation for international.
And that sounds like that is easy enough. In conclusion, Jim, and customary on the show, what advice could you lend to the entrepreneur that's desiring to start a business or to initiate a creation of their own by putting it on the map in the marketplace?
The first area to be concerned about, frankly, besides your product, is your people. And most people ignore the people side. They assume that they just go out and hire somebody. According to venture capitalists and private equity companies, over 80% of company failures is because they have not looked at and addressed the people problem, and that has taken the companies under. And that's why what we recommend is just as you personally can invest in the wrong investments, which can destroy your financial future. Investing your time with the wrong people can destroy your personal and business future. So we recommend people to be sure you have the right people on the team who are doing what they want to do and are aligning their future with your future. If you need help, we appreciate if you would have the audience give us a call or contact us through the website.
Sounds like a plan. He is Jim Vilwalk, founder of Job Doctors International, and the website once again is jobdoctorsinternational.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.